letting it all hang out. She's a freak.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. 'Letting it all out.
Hang on.
Sure.
Hello and welcome, everybody, to another spectaculous
peanut butter and crap
U-less episode of How Sadness the Podcast.
What was that?
It was from Chappelle's Show.
Peanut butter and crack?
And then he says sandwich.
Oh, okay.
So it's spectaculous
peanut butter and crap
U-less episode of How Sadness the Podcast.
What's this unapproved drop?
Yeah, I didn't tell you about it.
Yeah, I got no input on this one.
I thought it was a
peanut butter and crap.
I had to cut it. It's funnier when he gets to say peanut butter and crack sandwich.
And he sprinkled it on the sandwich, right? Yeah. Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
My name is Jacob Allen Kuban, and with me, as always, is the one, the only, the underwear faker.
Oh, that was different. It's me, Casey. Milk, lemonade, around the corner, I am gay.
Oh, yes, sir.
Stoddard. Yeah, that's me.
I don't know. I was hanging out with Tony last night, and he said some shit out loud while we were in public, really loud, about milk, lemonade, or let me make lemonade in your chocolate factory, or some stupid shit like that. Ugh. And it made me laugh way too hard.
Yeah.
Fucking elementary school rhymes.
Yeah, man.
And weirdness, you know, up your butt and around the corner.
Yeah, you went to a Dodgers game yesterday, right?
Yeah. That was pretty fun. Yeah. You want to talk about that?
I don't care. Whatever you want to talk about.
I'll save it. I'll savor the flavor.
You just mentioned Tony.
Yeah.
Cookie Crunch.
The Crunch Campos.
Yeah,
that's where he said it, though. And everything is super close. Like, everybody is really close. Like, you can't...
Families there.
Yeah, you can't text either there, because, like, people are right on top of you, right behind you.
Oh, really?
So I, like, pulled my phone out a couple times.
Yeah.
And it was... I could see people in front of me texting. I could read everything.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I was just whoop, not gonna do that right now. Yeah.
Yeah, I still haven't been there, but yeah. Yeah,
felt weird.
We'll save it.
Yeah, I'll savor. Savor.
Savor the flavor.
Savor the flavor. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like I forgot a part of the intro, but I think we cooked through it. We did it, right? She's well done.
What'd you forget?
I don't know. I don't think I forgot anything.
No.
I'm just anxious. For some reason I'm just super anxious today.
Yeah.
That's all right. I'll get through it.
Okay.
I've had
We're all counting on you.
12 roses so far.
Yeah.
3 shots of 4 roses, so I think we'll be good.
There you go. Yeah, it'll be okay.
I think I drink a little too much. So like sometimes I wish that I didn't have a high tolerance because it costs me too much.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially out here.
Yeah. Like we went to David's birthday party at a Rockwell Table and Stage or whatever it's called.
Yeah, something stupid like that.
Yeah. And for some reason last year I remembered the drinks costing way less.
Yeah.
And the Bud Lights were... For Bud Light bottle, it was $7.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I was there... Fuck, when did we... We got there at like 7:30, right?
Yeah, maybe just before 8, 7:45, yeah.
I didn't leave until like 1 or 1:30.
Yeah, maybe
2. I don't know if we closed the place out. I can't remember. But I was there for a while. I had 17 beers while I was there. And I only know this because I got my bill and it was $119.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
I didn't cut you off?
No.
Wow.
No, I know. I started ordering 2 at a time, too, because it was taking too long in the line.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where I do myself dirty, like, bill-wise.
Yeah.
But that was fine until the Lyft ride home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when we first got there, I was like, I want something with a little caffeine, so I got a whiskey and Coke, and it cost $10 for well whiskey.
It's a little boy.
In Coke, and I was like, this is fucking ridiculous.
I can't do it. And then it's like, well, this is why I don't go out. I also, when I go out, I'm not gonna drink 17 beers.
Yeah,
I go out, but
just for David, I do that.
Yeah, it's for every year
it's
he's
request.
Lived. Yeah, he's seven. He's a 17-year-old man. But yeah, I went and saw a movie recently. I went and saw like a midnight show of A Quiet Place.
Yeah,
a week or so ago. I enjoyed it.
How quiet was it?
It was so quiet.
Yeah,
you could hear.
Pussy drop.
I was gonna say a vagin drop.
Ooh,
like pin drop. A penis.
Ooh, yeah.
Penis drop.
I'll allow it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was, I don't know, it was pretty quiet.
Yeah.
They start real strong.
Yeah.
It starts real strong.
All right.
Which is cool. And the whole movie was pretty fun. There's a couple things that I was like, meh, about. Yeah. But overall, it was a good time.
Yeah.
And, but I ran into a couple of fucking dickholes.
Oh.
Softer.
Nope. Yeah.
Bing dong a ding, bing dong a bling, ching
chong
a ching.
Completely.
That's a dick hole alert.
Yeah,
a
dick hole alert. So I'm there, and I there's three people behind me, like coming up for the door, and so I hold the door open for them, and they go in, and they're like already when they walk in, like looking around confused.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be the guy that like shoots in front of them right after or anything, or even just in general. But I'm heading towards the ticket counter, and they like see me trying to get around. They don't let me pass.
Mm-hmm.
So they go up, and it's like they've never been to a movie theater before. They take like legit like 5 minutes to buy their tickets.
Yeah.
They're like picking out seats because it's all reserved seating. I think there's some places in Grand Rapids and Muskegon now that
really?
Have reserved seating. Yeah.
Interesting.
But yeah, they take forever to pick it out. They like pick out a couple spots, and then one of their the other friend that's with them, it's like a couple and a friend. And she's like, I don't like that. Like, and so then they move, and she's like, that's not really, I don't like that either. And just like way too much.
It's fucking third wheel.
And I'm just like, I'm there, and I'm too close to showtime. I'm like rarely ever like that, but I'm too close to showtime.
Yeah.
So I'm like freaking out. I don't like to walk to my seat in the dark. So I'm like, God damn it, just fucking hurry up. And they finally get done. I get my ticket in like a fucking second.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go to the concession stand just to get like a Coke. And mm-hmm. they're up there fucking asking about every item on the menu.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
They all are getting fucking Slurpees. They're all getting like the Frosties and shit. So they all have those lined up, and then it's time for them to decide what meal they want to get. One of them gets like fucking nachos. The other one's asking about pizza. And one of them legit says like, what's in all those foils? And the lady's like, one's hot dogs, one's churros, one's fucking this, there's some quesadillas, and like not that, but just like listing everything off. And she's like, I'm gonna get a pizza, what choices do you have? And she's like, pepperoni and cheese. And I'm like, thank fucking God there's only two. She's like, I'll have that. And then the lady's like, do you want extra cheese? I was like, don't ask them any more questions. She's like, yeah, I want extra cheese. And then she's like, just say when. And then it felt like a fucking full 3 minutes of her pouring this cheese on. It's fucking awful.
Who, when you go to the movies, thinks, I'll just eat dinner at the movies?
Yeah.
Who thinks that?
Yeah, you don't mix them together. There's dinner and a movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go to a fucking restaurant beforehand.
Yeah. Fuck, man. I was, I think it was at NCG back in Lansing. I was at some movie theater, and this guy next to me ate three hot dogs. And
whoa.
It was fucking too much, man.
That's very me. Not at a movie theater, but
well, that was like the first movie theater I ever seen like food,
hot
there.
Dogs,
like, actual shit. Food there. Yeah, yeah.
I'll, you know what? I'll go in on hot dogs. I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
it's quieter.
Yeah,
it's everything.
Smell.
I will say, yeah, that's a good point. But it's quieter than fucking nachos.
Yeah, that's very true.
It's fucking awful. And the cheesy smell. Like once they're done, it's just a tray of old cheese just sitting out. Like it just smells like fucking feet in there. But so finally this other guy shows up because I think he saw a line forming. I wasn't looking behind me because I was just staring hate into these people.
Mm-hmm.
So I run to him. I get a Coke and I go over to fill it up at the fountain machine. And two of the fucking retards walk over and they're filling up their drink or doing. I don't even know what the fuck they're doing. Maybe one of them didn't get a Slurpee.
Yeah.
But they're dicking around as usual. And then the one girl, she turns and looks at this fucking line that now I see, and there's like 11 people now.
Yeah.
We're like the only showtime then, too. So no one's going to anything else. And we're all like right on, you know, time running out. And she goes, I'm like halfway filled with my drink. And she goes, oh my gosh, look how long the line is. There wasn't even a line when we showed up. And I just started laughing like out loud so that she could hear me. Of course, she didn't. I mean, didn't put two and two together.
Yeah, she was like, "I got these nachos."
Oh my god,
he must think nachos are hilarious.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
It was fucking so stupid, and it drove me nuts. It's not as good of a story as
no self awareness.
No, not at all.
Yeah,
just fucking crazy. They never looked behind them like once.
Mm-mm.
It wasn't until they were done. Oh my gosh, the line is so long.
Yeah.
Other people are going to this movie.
Did I do that?
I will suck your fucking dick. I will let you fuck me.
If you let me get in front of you in line,
ooh,
I will suck your fucking dick.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's annoying, man. It's fucking...
Yeah,
Whack shit.
Movie was fun though.
It's good. Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot that fucking Krasinski's, is he married to Blunt?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're married and he directed it.
Yeah.
Like that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and she's hot.
Yeah.
I mean, good for him, yeah.
Yeah. It was fun. Especially I don't think that was his first directorial thing.
Oh, I think he directed a really bad adaptation of a David Foster Wallace book.
Oh yeah, what was it?
The Brief Interviews with a Hideous Man.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it. I never saw that.
You can't really turn that into a movie.
No.
No. Yeah. It's but I mean, you know, that's what I mean, at least he's not doing the Franco thing where it's like every book I read I'm making a movie of.
Oh, completely.
Like he fucking tried to make The Sound of the Fury, and that's like one of the most incomprehensible, like fucking, well, it's not like incomprehensible, but it's very difficult to
adapt.
Yeah, yeah.
Adapt.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said
adapt.
Like
yeah, adapt.
Adapt.
Adapt that.
That sounds like how a rapper would say it to make it rhyme with something else.
Yeah, yeah.
I gotta adapt.
Voila.
To that ass.
Fap fap.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it was fucking, yeah, it's ridiculous.
But. I guess he directed 3 episodes of The Office and then a movie called The Hollers.
What is that?
I've never heard of it. He's in it. So is Charlie Day.
Hmm.
Charlton Copley. Oh, he's the dude from fucking District 9.
Oh.
You know the dude?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's in the, did you ever see the A-Team remake?
No.
You're not as big of a fan of like shitty action movies as I am, but that one's like,
yeah,
a fun,
yeah,
shitty action movie. It's like silly. There's I don't know, I like it a lot.
He was in that Free Fire movie.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's fucking it. I couldn't believe that was him. Yeah,
Charlton Copley.
Yeah.
Copley. I'm definitely gonna say it wrong. Yeah. Richard Jenkins is in it. Robert Jenkins is in it.
What's Krasinski? It called?
It's called Hollers? The Hollers.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
A man returns to his small hometown after learning that his mother has fallen ill and is about to undergo surgery. Very vague, but also vague? Very gay.
Yeah, I was gonna say gay. No, it's fine. Uh-huh. Yeah, I overheard. I haven't seen the movie, but I just know like based on all the marketing, like it doesn't sound like there's a lot of dialogue or is there music? Or is
yeah.
There's music, but
it's actually
like,
not that quiet of a movie. But it is like in chunks. It is.
Yeah,
and especially at the beginning, it's so quiet with stuff.
Yeah,
that you can hear people eating at a pace and like volume
that
they're used to for bigger movies because they're like, oh, I can get away with it, no one's gonna hear it. And this one was weird because people would be like and then it starts and it's just quiet and they're like hear like the full like one crunch of a kernel.
Drive me nuts.
Yeah,
cowboy butts drive me nuts.
I'm kicking my ass, do you mind?
Yeah, I overheard a guy the other day talking about that movie and he was like, yeah, he's like, I went because I think you did it right when you went at midnight when there's not a lot of, he's like, yeah, I went to like a matinee show and at like 11 in the morning or whatever. And he's
I guess that could be kind of.
He's like, yeah. He's like, it wasn't that packed, but a lady brought her baby.
Oh.
And he's like, I almost like went to the staff and I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like you let this person in here with a baby?
Fuck that.
Like, yeah. Like, so he's like, yeah, it was just like every other 20 minutes, like every 20 minutes, fucking baby like whining. What a
asshole.
Awful.
It's another person just not knowing. Just no.
Well, I gotta see it right now.
Yeah, exactly.
I gotta support Jim from The Office. I don't know.
Put your baby in a dumpster for a little bit.
Exactly.
No one picks those things out anymore.
Yeah.
You know.
Except unless you're Adam Van Kuyk.
Hey, that's a good point.
Yeah. You know.
My ass.
Just put it in your ass for a little while.
I don't know.
I get that daycare is expensive, but holy shit, man.
What?
If it's a newborn, what is it? What's the worst that could happen? You leave it alone for 3 hours? SIDS, right?
Yeah. I mean, worst.
That's true.
Yeah.
Just don't leave it in the bathtub.
Yeah.
And you're good, pretty much.
Yeah.
Isn't that the thing with kids?
Sure, yeah. Just don't leave them in any imminent danger.
Yeah.
Just
baby-proof a room.
Yeah.
And it's just like treat it like a mental patient.
Mm-hmm.
They don't check in on them often.
Yeah.
They just leave them in a padded room. Yeah.
Just treat it like a goldfish, but you know, less water.
Less water, yeah. No water, maybe. Yeah.
No water.
Yeah.
Very few water meats.
No, yes, maybe some meats, no water meats. Yeah. None of those.
Yeah.
All right. But yeah, it was a fun movie. My mom is funny because I think I talked about it on here when I went and saw It with her. How much scarier movies are to people than me because like I think I jumped I might have jumped once in A Quiet Place. I don't even jump that much, though.
Oh, yeah.
In movies. I'm just like, oh, fuck, that's dope. Like, that is scary. And my mom is not like that at all. So, like, when we went and saw It, she was, like, terrified the whole time. Yeah. Like, so much that I was like, we can go if you want.
Yeah.
But I talked to her about it, and her and my aunt go and see scary movies all the time because my aunt loves them. But so they went, and I got a voicemail from her. Let me see. I might see if I could just play it real quick.
I get jumpy in theater sometimes because I'll zone out, and then it'll just be super loud. I hate the jump scares. But yeah, I'll just be thinking about something else, and then all of a sudden just fucking, oh, I'm in the movie. I'm in public, and then just... You know, just feel like a dang fool.
Yeah, yeah.
Just fucking...
Well, it's good, though, because you get, like, sucked in.
Yeah. Oh, man, I saw this one. It was Mr. Brooks, that Dane Cook movie.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I saw that in theaters, and I was like, this movie fucking sucks. So I was not paying attention at all. And there's a part where, like, a van rolls up, and they, like, rip the door open or something like that. And... Like, I was not paying attention to that, like, noise. I was just like, oh, just like fucking freaked me the fuck out.
That's what's crazy when it does that, because I feel like I've jumped more at times when it's not supposed to be scary, and it's just like a weird audio mix or something.
It's just loud all of a sudden. Yeah, and I'm not thinking about where I'm at. Yeah, it's just,
yeah.
I'm retarded. That's all you need to know.
Oh, it's not going to play.
I'm playing it through your phone.
I'm going to play this voicemail real quick.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, so I talked to my mom about it, and I was like, yeah, it's not that scary. There's, like, a couple of jump scares.
Yeah.
But overall, it's just kind of cool. It's a cool idea. The monster looks awesome.
Like, in The Quiet Place?
Like, yeah, if you like creature design and stuff like that, the monster looks cool as shit, and what they do with it is really neat. Okay. But then also with that, there's, like, a whole thing where you're like, you guys have been living in this state for this long, and you still haven't figured out or experimented with certain... Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't want to say anything that's going to get... So then I got a message from my mom after... she saw it.
Hey, Jake, it's your mama and your Aunt Joyce. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We're just leaving A Quiet Place. And I thought you said there were just a couple of jumpy places. I was jumping through the whole fucking movie. It was fantastic. That movie was over the top. Fantastically done.
I don't agree with that.
Yeah, let's call it right now.
The lady beside me was laughing at me because I kept jumping so much. So anyway, I'll talk to you later. Bye. Love you. Bye.
See, some people do love me. Yeah, you guys.
Let's call her up and set her straight. Confront people about their taste.
My aunt gets a little overexcited about some stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I will say, though, to people who do like horror movies, like it's rare to find one that's like unique and fun.
Like,
and it was a nice mix of like unique and fun at the same time.
One that like makes money.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
that's
very
not
true.
A remake. Yeah. That movie's doing pretty well.
Yeah. It was fun. But she's a fun one to go see horror movies with because she gets actually terrified, you know?
Oh
my God.
Just her fear is on X Games mode.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Speaking of X Games mode.
Ooh. Speaking of this X Games chode.
Do we got that? Drop.
Oh yeah. Well, I forgot about it. I gotta tell him to make a shorter one again.
Yeah.
You guys, here we go. We're gonna get a little bit funky.
Ooh.
You will never stick your penis inside this human. WFMs, WFMs, they wouldn't fuck you, but you wanna fuck them. WFMs, WFMs, they wouldn't fuck you, but you wanna fuck them. Got no money, got no muscles, plus you're too ugly, oh, the wouldn't fuck me's. Got no money, got no muscles, plus you're too ugly, oh, the wouldn't fuck me's.
Yeah.
I have muscles, Greg. Would you fuck me?
I don't care. I'm going to love it every goddamn time.
Mm. Getting in that pussy hole.
We haven't played that one in a while.
Uh-oh. It's too good.
Yeah. All right.
Start her off.
Yeah. I feel like you may have...
You want to start it up?
Yeah. I think you may have done this lady before.
That's fine. It's fine. I'm gonna end up repeating, too.
Or at least like a similar joke.
Okay. Whatever.
Yeah. Jamie,
if anyone's Van Kiking the podcast and is like,
I have Asperger's.
You guys did this one already.
Yeah.
Then I will applaud you.
Yeah.
I'll be more happy about it than even bummed.
I'll tell you to get a fucking life. And that's fine. Yeah, nothing. What if like Tim Allen was our only fan and he's just like, I just want something for myself. I'm not going to tell anyone how good it is. And he fucking loves this shit.
I would love that. He's
fucking tiny Tim Allen. Why did I think of that?
And then he's like, God damn it. I got to bring back that buff that faggot yeah. joke off. I got to bring it back.
Oh, the memories.
I'm too sick of being a family man.
Yeah. He's, dude, if he'd reinvented himself, it's just like the edgiest comedian of all time. Yeah.
He was close. Just get him back on the kook.
Yeah.
Kooky cocaine.
All right. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oof.
Jamie Lee Curtis wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I gave her the old Jamie Lee Squirtus. Or if I yo played with her butthole.
Oh.
I feel like you might have said that before.
Yo I didn't.
Okay. Or I don't know.
That's not what she does.
Oh, does she do? She does Activia.
Uh-huh.
Fuck. not if I give her some Faptivia.
Ooh, okay. You know? I like
right,
that.
Whatever.
It's yogurt.
Oh, I just thought of one.
Do it.
What if I gave her my my Gog Hurt?
Ooh, you know? Okay.
Ooh, that was aggressive.
Yeah, it's a little aggressive.
Well, that's because you have big jugs.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I think I did. You might have done Jamie Lee Curtis.
Dude, I'd still fuck her. I think she's a very attractive lady.
She still wouldn't fuck either one of us. So
yeah.
You keep that going.
There's a really funny, this is like, it's kind of a, it's, I don't know, it's a little mean, but it's kind of funny. Like there's a clip of, she's like on the red carpet and this guy, like she walks up and like, she just like, doesn't look like she wants to be there. And this guy's like, he's like, so my first question is, she's like, first question, buddy, you're like 20th in the line. You're lucky I stopped. First question. The fucking balls on this
wrong
guy.
Way to start that.
Just like roast him and then just like walks away. It's really good.
He doesn't even ask the question.
I don't know. He might have, but she was like roasting him for
a
bit.
So good.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, more props to her.
She's great, man.
She wouldn't fuck you even then, even. You'd be like, excuse me, first question. Yeah. She'd be like, first question.
You're 20th in line, boy.
You get the sloppiest seconds.
Yeah.
The sloppiest 20 seconds.
Yeah. You'll be lucky if I give you a toenail to jerk off onto. Yeah.
I like that.
Sure, why not?
I'll suck your dick.
All right. First one here is Xena Warrior Princess.
Oh, I like her.
And she wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I was Xena Probic.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Probiotic?
No, it's just when I
probic.
I probe Xenas.
Okay.
Probilition.
I like it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Prohibition?
You gotta hide.
You gotta fuck her to speakeasy
or something. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. You can only fuck her under the moonlight.
Yeah. She's this girl, she's not even just easy. She's speakeasy.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll give her I'll give her some poonshine. You know,
ooh,
so,
I like that. That's almost that's like that shitty tattoo I gave myself that I covered up. That I wrote Lady Jizz on.
Oh, yeah.
That's some poonshine, kind of. Well,
I said which one, because, I mean, you have a fart one and then a hot dog.
Oh, I haven't covered any of them up except for that Lady Jizz one, though.
Yeah.
I gave myself, I don't know if I talked about it on here, you guys. I was really drunk. I gave myself a tattoo that was like a moonshine barrel. And instead of putting three X's on it, I wrote Lady Jizz, because I thought that'd be funny. And then while I was doing it, it was upside down to me while I was doing it. And I wrote the J backwards. So it just said Lady Liz.
Oh.
So it's maybe it was like Lady Liz Lemons.
Yeah, yeah.
Lemonade. Lady Liz Lemonade.
Yeah.
That's what it was. That's what it was. Yeah. Poonshine.
I wrote that down.
Did you? Good. Xena Warrior Princess. She wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I was Hercules. She wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I tore that ass apart.
Ooh.
Or up.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out if up or apart was. Tore that ass up.
I think they say up.
Tore that ass up.
Yeah, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
I think,
but I really
I think
are
he
you
said tore that ass apart in that first episode of It's Always Sunny. Where where the one guy's like, I couldn't tell if this guy wanted to fuck me or fight me. And then they're like, what'd you do? And he's like, well, I guess you're going to have to tear my ass apart, SA or some shit. And he's like, well, what'd you do? And he's like, I went over there and I tore his ass apart.
Yeah.
And they all think that he meant that he was fighting him, but then he turns out to be gay.
Interesting.
So maybe that's why I said apart.
Huh.
Because I'm gay.
Yeah,
you
me
know?
Too. It's okay.
No.
Xena Warrior Princess, she wouldn't fuck me. Not even if her favorite position was Gotti style. It's like doggy, but backwards-ish, and not at all. Yeah. I shouldn't have ended on that
it's
one.
It's okay.
I should have ended on Hercules.
Yeah, that was a good one. Her war cry is just like, la 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 la, or something like that.
Oh, I don't right? remember. It's I haven't really seen it annoying. In so long. Yeah.
They used to replay it on the Oxygen Network. And
Sam Raimi was a creator.
Yeah, I would jerk off to it. She's riding a horse.
Hey.
Yeah. No,
that's
yeah,
a
yeah,
hymen
yeah.
breaker right there.
Yeah, she, dude, she's like in like all Sam Raimi shit. She's in fucking Spider-Man.
Lucy Lawless?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's a... I had to work on that recently.
Who was she in that?
She's like one of the people they interview on the street. She's like, guy
oh,
with
oh, yeah, yeah. She's all gothed
eight,
out,
with
right?
eight arms. Sounds kind of hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
She's
yeah.
not in the second one, though, is she?
I don't know.
Bruce Campbell's in all of this stuff.
Yeah. They canceled Ash versus Evil. Ash versus Evil dead. It was bound to happen, though, because you know why?
It's too fun.
I mean, your boobs are huge. I mean, I want to squeeze them.
Christina Applegate.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mama.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't even... I keep going. I'm sorry.
No. My yes end was just, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the fucking dumbest person alive. Christina Applegate, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if my dick was the sweetest thing.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Not even if your dick was nicknamed the Big Apple.
Ooh. Why didn't I think of that?
Big Apple 8.
Where were you on that one, dipshit?
You bitch.
Oh, I wish you would have hit it. That would have been great.
Oh, do we have that one?
I think we do.
Yeah, it's probably on the next page.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Yeah, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if my dick was employee of the month.
Ooh, okay.
I was going to say employee of her mouth, but I felt bad, so I didn't say it.
I like that one, though, too.
Yeah. I respect her.
Not even if it was that, if you were employee of that time of the month.
Ooh, okay.
And you were just the only one who would fuck her when yeah. she was on her period. I don't know why I bleep myself out when I yeah. said fuck.
That's okay.
But he's gay.
That's why. Yeah. That's yeah. why.
All it's right. all right.
Okay.
Oh, your turn.
This last one, fuck me here, is Megan Glennon.
Who that?
She was Lila in Deadwood, one of the prostitutes.
Oh, is see the one they...
I'm not going to remember. Lila
is
was
the one they kill at the end.
I don't think so.
Okay,
I don't right. think so.
Yeah. Anyways,
I can't remember. I
sounds
found
familiar.
I found a screenshot because I was trying to. This is also ridiculous. I'm trying to like find wouldn't fuck me's, and I'm like, I was like going through the Suicide Girls page at one point, and I'm like, no, not her. And I was yeah. like, what are you, an idiot? Like none of like, these all any like 90% of women work in this scenario. So just pick some, buddy. Yeah. Okay.
A lot of Suicide Girls that I follow moving out here.
Jay, yeah, yes, very yep. much. Megan Glennon, though, Lila in Deadwood, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I had some live wood. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
not even if she caught me with some morning wood. You know what I'm saying? Not even if we were at a funeral and it gave me morning wood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, her dad dies.
Yeah.
And I'm just rock hard next to the casket.
Yeah.
I got a basket full of morning wood.
A tisket, a tasket. My dick is harder than your dad's casket.
Yeah, there you go. I like that.
And that's the episode,
ding,
folks.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, turn it off.
Yeah.
She wouldn't fuck me, not even if my head would go down on her.
Oh, I like it.
Not even if I had some dad wood. If I had a kid.
Yeah.
And my dick was hard, too.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I had a kid, and my dick was hard, too. Wow, buddy.
Welcome to the OC, bitch.
That's how it goes. That's how
everybody,
we do it in Orange
everybody
County.
Up there, yeah.
And Megan Glennon, who was Lila in Deadwood, she wouldn't fuck me. Not even if... Hey there, Lila, what's it cost to lick one titty? I'm a man who might be gay, but girl, tonight you look so gritty. Yes, you do. Attach a mustache with some glue, and then we screw. I know I'm not a fan of the song either, but it fits.
It's going to get stuck in my head,
it's
man.
It's good. No, we got songs coming
yeah.
up later, so we're good.
There's only one way to say these three words for you.
I think I only know the
plain
beginning of that
tees.
Song.
They're yeah. terrible, dude. Ugh.
Was that Plain White Tees?
Yeah.
Oh. Hate is a strong word, but I really, really, really don't like you. Who am I mixing them up with?
I don't know. It's weird. Like before Hitler, Delilah, like they were like, I don't know. I guess you would call them a legit emo band, but they like completely like went like more radio rock.
Oh.
Once they got that Hitler, little Delilah shit. They're okay. Like, let's get that money.
Oh, I'm thinking of All American Rejects. That's what I just pretty, mixed them up with. There's like, oh, Move Along. I'm sorry. It's so bad,
I know you,
but it's so catchy.
Yeah.
I had it on a couple playlists for a while, and I was like,
there's one song of theirs I kind of enjoyed, but yeah.
But all right,
yeah.
Well, those are the ones, you guys.
Yes.
Not even if I was had a kid.
Yep.
And also was had a boner. Whatever I said, I can't remember.
I hear you. Speaking of my wife, what I said.
We got a couple of jokes in the gay here that are going to be
strong. Well, these are all trash. I know they're trash, but at least they're full setup punchline. So, I mean, that's better than just going, oh, I want to make a joke about how sometimes people say they see Jesus in their food.
Yeah, that's what mine are going to be.
Yeah, I do want to make a joke about that. But I don't know. I'll give you a full completed joke and it sucks. All right.
Okay, all right.
My 70-year-old neighbor likes to walk around topless.
Mm.
So I have to say to her, put a shirt on and get back in bed with me.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
That could happen. Try that one out. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh. I don't know. Ugh.
I'm trying to think of more things for that.
Why did I just do a, like, I'm
I don't know. I have no clue.
I'm a little loopy. I'm sleepy and my stomach is... Fucked up right now. Yeah.
That'll fuck with you.
I got a lot of it, man.
I got all anxious before the cast, and so I'm just feeling speedy and weird. I'm sweating like crazy too, and it's not even that hot today.
I woke up at like 5 and could not fall asleep.
Fuck that shit.
No, it's just like, oh, I gotta go to work.
Yeah. I don't have to go. I don't have to go tomorrow.
Yep.
But the Armenian genocide.
Oops. Pour one out for the homies.
Mama. Oops. Oopsies. Okay, so this one's bad. I just wrote this down. It's not completed at all.
That's fine.
But I just wrote, more people need to kill themselves to commercial jingles. That way we can take care of these things once and for good. Once and for all. Once and for everybody. Once and...
Take care of the
jingles. Like, you remember when there was a big thing where it was like people committed suicide to Adam's song by Blink-182?
Oh yeah,
it's all over the news.
And okay, I see.
All over the news.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that. You know? Yeah.
If MTV people would just noose. Start killing themselves to shitty commercial jingles,
yeah,
maybe they'd work a little harder.
Hot pockets.
There's some shitty fucking Fitbit commercial on now that's like Gram Fit, Butt Fit, Cum Fit.
Yeah.
It's not like that at all. Dude. But it's super annoying. So it is like that, actually.
All advertising now is like someone watched an episode of Tim and Eric. And like that's all it is. I've just loud, quick cuts, blah, blah, blah. Just a bunch of fucking bullshit. Yeah.
This one was more like pop.
Whatever.
It was mean. It's so stuff. Annoying. It's so annoying. And it's like, I think I was watching shit on Hulu, and Hulu does not do a good job of mixing their commercials up.
Nope.
Not only do we have to do the commercials, but it's the same fucking commercial every single time.
The worst ones are like,
do it.
Like when I watch sports, they will like literally do the same two commercials. Like how many fucking times I've seen that? Oh, it's called Dr. Pepper here.
That
fucking commercial. Yeah. Straight trash or fucking Allstate or just the same.
There's gotta be more. There's more commercials than that. Like,
man.
Just don't.
Yeah. It's dumb.
Somebody hire a engineer or something to write a better algorithm for making sure that you put your fucking commercials on shuffle better or something.
Yeah. I hear you.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I have one more shitty one.
Okay.
Did you want to do another one or be done? We could be done, though. We're 34 in, or like 30-some in.
I got a... Yeah, I don't care. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't care. This one's dumb. I think someone's done it before, too, but...
Yeah.
We can, we'll just... You want to keep going?
Sure. Yeah.
Well, not do this anymore?
Oh.
Keep going. You got another quick one?
Yeah, I got another quick one.
I'll do a quick one after.
Yeah. This one's...
I'll do mine, and you can finish it.
It's not great. If a nuke was ever launched at LA, I'm going to treat it like an end-of-the-world Uber. Like, how much time do we have? Can I get another drink in?
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't get the end-of-the-world Uber.
Because that's what... Like, you're like... the bomb's gonna come and you're gonna die, so you're just like, there's like a countdown, you know, like when Uber's coming. You're like, I gotta fucking chug this beer and
I get what you're saying. Going.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I get what you're saying.
A trip to the end of the world. I don't know.
I think that
you're right. That I should quit. Thank you. Finally. Just say it.
This was the one. This is what did it.
Suck my white ass, Paul.
Oh, that one worked out nicely. No, I just didn't get what you meant. You might have to explain the Uber thing a little more.
Yeah, well, I'm never going to tell it on stage.
Yeah,
so
okay. All right.
It's okay, but
I like
you.
It, though. I like that. I mean, I like the idea of the countdown.
Yeah, but you know what else I like?
I'm going to end on one that I almost am guaranteed I've either said before or someone has done, but...
John Panay. John Panay. Why did I say, like...
I don't know.
I mix it up like John Panay Ramsey. Yeah, like, John Panay Cramp. I'm so fat and I murdered my daughter.
It was me.
That's the right. The John Benet Ramsey was the little girl.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, everyone assumes that they murdered her.
Yeah.
But they're like, it weren't me.
Twernt
me. I didn't do it. It was my.
Hey, everybody. I'm a stupid.
That's pretty much what they're saying, while they're saying that.
I'm starving, so I ate my daughter.
All right. This one's dumb. I'm going to jerk off before I hang myself. That way it looks like an accident.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's been done before. It sounds like one that would be done before.
I mean,
whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, on that note, I don't know. I'm just trying to find.
On that applause
I got to write more.
Yeah, me too.
I say that every goddamn week. All right, you guys. Well, here's the deal. We should have both taken advantage of this, but we're going to take a quick break. With a little bit of freecreditreport.com.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I married my dream girl. I married my dream girl. But she didn't tell me her credit was bad. So now instead of living in a pleasant suburb, we're living in the basement at her mom and dad's. Though we can't get a loan for a respectable home just because my girl defaulted on some old credit card. If we'd gone to freecreditreport.com, I'd be a happy bachelor with a dog and a yard.
Well,
that's it. Be a happy bachelor with a dog and a green card. He's foreign, isn't he? The guy who does that?
Yeah.
I was trying to pull up. I had their info up for a little while, and I don't have it anymore.
Yeah, I thought I had heard he had like a thick accent.
It's not him singing.
Yeah.
It's like his band.
Yeah.
And then they like didn't like how his voice sounded or something. I don't know. I don't want to. We'll talk about it.
We don't want to spread rumors about the fucking very honorable Free Credit Report band. I'm sure they're selling out venues and signing tits.
Tits? Wait a minute. You can sign tits? Sign me up.
sign me out.
Sign these tits.
Yeah.
God, I'm a fucking idiot.
I'll sign tits. I don't care.
Oh, my neck! My back! My neck and my back!
My tits and my crack.
Yeah.
You could sign all of those that they said.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. I've had a lot of songs stuck in my head recently.
Yeah,
I just had a hankering to know how that song goes.
Hankering for some stanker.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just gonna fill
the. She's the one that gets plastered and calls him a retard.
Well, that was a weird burp. It was one that took a while to come out.
Yeah, I hate those.
Yeah, and you just look like an idiot. You just look like a retard.
That guy doesn't know how to burp.
This guy's plastered, and let's call him a retard.
Yeah,
but I've got some songs stuck in my head. I got a couple of long boys.
Oh, okay. I got some short man.
People got.
Oh, that's better.
No reason. Short people got no reason. Got no reason to live. I definitely don't need to know how that song goes. They got little hands. All right.
Yeah, so...
you got something in your head?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was getting... I don't know why. I'm a fucking mess right now, man. I feel so bad. I feel like absolute trash. Like, I'm pushing through it, though. I don't even know what's going on with my body.
I feel like fucking shit.
I thought you were going to go with feel like a woman.
man.
I feel like some pudding.
Put some steak on it.
There you go.
That was actually pretty good.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I should have done that. Fuck. I feel like some pudding. That's my first one. I like man, that. I feel like some pudding. Jello pudding pop.
Let's go, Gert. That's not pudding, but yeah. Whatever.
All right.
I'm in retard mode right now, yeah. Too.
No, this first one only works. I have to have a setup because otherwise you're not going to get
that
it.
That was like, the breathing then, I think. Okay.
Because in my mind, I was like, don't say the... Okay. All right. So mm-hmm.
I'm ready.
I was getting tested the other day, you know, getting tested. And I was listening to some Stink 182. That's why I inhaled because I don't want to say the real band's name.
Gotcha.
And while I was there, the doctor comes in and he was like, "You have what?" And I was like, "What's that? What's that AIDS again?"
Okay.
And I was like, "Yeah." So you know,
I like that.
It's AIDS again, everybody.
It's AIDS again.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh no, no.
What's my AIDS again?
Yeah.
What's my AIDS again? I like that.
Yeah.
Later
on, the drive home, I called her mom.
I fucked her mom and got some more AIDS.
We watched that movie Payphone.
Okay. Phone Booth.
Oh, that's what it was. Somebody like legit directed that.
Yeah.
Who was it?
I don't know.
It's like a good director.
Yeah. Colin Farrell is in it, right?
Yeah. It's a silly movie.
I liked it.
I haven't seen it
in a chunk.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But I haven't seen it in a good chunk.
Yeah.
But I've got this
Sorry,
one.
Keep going.
No, you're good. I've got a couple stuck in my head, but I want to figure out who this director is. Did you find it?
Yeah, it wasn't a well,
not a big one.
It's Joel Schumacher.
Was the first because it's a remake.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, so you might be thinking of the remake.
Yeah, this guy
Alfred Hitchcock remake.
Yeah, this guy did. He did the number 23.
Woody is yelling.
Yeah,
out.
He also I know he did Batman and Robin. Sorry, Woody.
Yeah, he put the nipples on Batman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
8mm, that was a fun one.
No, who did the original
Batman
phone booth?
Forever? Oh, I don't know. Let me look it up.
Okay.
A phone or booth.
I'm trying to think of another one here. I've got this one.
What's her?
I've got this one song stuck in my head. It's this country song. I know this country singer kind of fell off the rails a little bit, and he was getting into some hard drugs, and he came out with this one song where he's like, "She thinks my track mark sexy."
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I can't find
it. He was just shooting up a lot.
Yeah.
Usually people that make country music shoot their guns in the air.
Yeah.
And he was just shooting heroin right in next to his hair, his arm hair.
I like it. Yeah. Sorry, I was trying to find.
No, you're fine.
So
I didn't expect any more of a reaction than that.
Yeah, the only thing I can find is it says it's a remake of a Hindu movie called Knockout.
All right, it must not be a remake then.
Yeah, whatever. It's got Kiefer Sutherland in it, and you know that guy. He's a big ol'.
Hello.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm writing something down.
No, I just also love when we're talking and I know that Woody is just like yelling
out loud,
like, "You fucking idiot."
Yeah. Like, <it's> not- I don't care.
Yeah.
No, that's not true. Sorry, Woody.
I
disappoint myself too. So this one, I think, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you three iterations. You tell me what you think what it is.
Okay.
I don't know. It's just been fucking driving me nuts.
It's in your head and you can't lock down which one of the three it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's something like, "Come, come, come, come on, Peter Pan. Come, 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 come on, Iran. Come, 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 come in my hand.
Come in my hand. Pepper in."
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I don't know what it is. "You got me rocking and rolling. I'm going to blow Josh Brolin in Pepper
in
Ram.
Japan."
Oh, yeah. Come, come, come.
I don't
come
think
in
it's,
my hand.
I don't think it's Peter Pan because, you know, Lost Boys, they never grow up.
Mm-hmm.
So you couldn't come.
Or the peanut butter.
Your dick doesn't grow up.
Yeah. Who's coming in peanut butter? I'll tell
that's
you
a good
who.
Point.
A fucking asshole.
I think it's come in my hand. I think that's how it goes originally. Yeah. Because
okay.
I think there's like a chorus before it that's like, something about how girls won't fuck them.
Yeah.
And so then he's just got to come, 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 come in my hand.
Yeah.
And then he meets this girl Pepper Ann, Pepper Ann, she's too cool to fuck my cock. Pepper Ann, like, she will watch me
blow a million.
Yeah, yeah, blow a million children. Yeah. All right, I fucked that up.
It's okay, we tried.
I got this one that's stuck in my head. It's a real Muppet. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like it goes like, why are there so many songs about dildos? And can I slip one inside? Dildo collisions cause only contusions, and dildos stretch out your behind. Sometimes they're cold if you've chosen to freeze it. Popsicle dong just for me. Some gay will find it. The dildo injection, the shovers, the creamers, and me. And that, yeah, that's, yeah. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah. I remember humming it as a young lad.
There was, okay, that just reminded me of something. Tony and I were hanging out, and I don't know, he asked me something. He asked me some question, and I didn't mean to say yeah weird.
Yeah.
But he was like, did you know about blah, blah, blah? And I go, yeah. Or I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
And he, like, immediately he was like, yeah, and just started making fun of me. And I was like, well, I didn't think I said it weird. He's like, you said it really weird. And then he just started going, diddle, 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 yeah.
I like that.
Just, whoa.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, maybe let the light shine down.
But it
that's
was
funny.
It was so quick. And he's just making fun of you like the whole ride to the game. He's just like, yeah. And we just did it like the whole time.
Oh, that's really good.
<It's ridiculous>. So that fits with this pretty well.
That's
but.
Fucking funny. I like that a lot.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I got.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
It was a little slower.
Yeah, that's all
right. It works.
I got another one. Another okay. Old classic rock song where it's...
Another old flaccid cock song.
Two of them. I don't know which one it is yet, so you tell me.
Mm-hmm.
It's something like, whoa, 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 I fucked a lion. Mm. Or, whoa, 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 just 69 them.
Oh, bow, interesting. Bow, bow,
bow. Yeah, so I don't know.
At first, I thought it was like, I thought you were doing Old Sweet Child of Mine for a second.
Sweet 69.
Yeah. Oh, I like
They're
that.
Pretty close in that sense, but...
Yeah, it's great when you change the lyrics about a sweet child in the 69.
Yeah.
Fucking grade A comedy, bro.
I still can't stop thinking about
Yeah. You can cut that up.
We'll do something with that. Yeah.
Because it is such a weird. Because he's like back from Mike, and he's just like, yeah. It's so weird.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny as fuck.
And he did it so quick. Really, it's one of those things, like when you're hanging out and you're fucking around with somebody and you're so impressed by how quick what they did was, and you're like, oh yeah, but they're a silly fuck.
Yeah.
But you give, it's like when you're hanging out and you're like, I give you props for that. Yeah, that was fucking that was quick one. And awesome. Yeah, like it fucking had me dying.
Yeah.
Oh, I was dying.
How many you got left?
I got two long boys.
Okay. Mind if I burn through a couple of these quick ones?
Go for it. Unless you want to save a couple.
I'll just do some like ones that are like
They got me.
One liner.
They got me. The clown got me. The clown got me. All
right. This is important to remember if you're a lady and you just got fucked to
Oh boy.
I know.
Fucked. Just... You said that so hard. Oh, I'm sorry. That was so good.
I know. I feel like I'm eating shit this episode, so I'm trying to bring it.
I'm enjoying it.
But yeah, so just to remember, just, you know, a little help to remind you to go pee afterwards.
I was like, you could have just said that. I know. If you just remember to go pee after you have sex. Yeah, maybe just, here's a thing to remember, to go pee after you get fucked.
Yeah.
It sounded like how a Catholic would say it towards somebody that's having sex.
Yeah, right in my ass after you kiss it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, where do you want me to put my cock? Right in my ass after you kiss it.
Yeah. But, yeah, so just think to yourself, pissing the UTI away.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. It's important.
Pissing the UTI away.
UTI away.
UTI away?
Yeah.
I think I got a quick one. I might have done this one before. I used to say it all the time, but it was like, I eat pussy like nobody does.
Mm, interesting.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think I said that one on here before, though.
Well, you know what that means.
Yeah. You want to do another quick one, and then I'll do one?
Yeah, sure.
Fuck, I don't know which one.
Oh. Yeah, okay. So this one, this could be a drop for a segment of ours.
Okay.
It's
oh, shit.
Whenever I want you, all I have to do is scream my jeans.
Ooh.
Scream, scream, scream. Yeah.
I like that.
I can sing really well. You know that?
What is it?
Yeah.
I don't know the song.
It's called Dreams. I don't know. It's whenever I want to think of you, all I have to do is they play it in a.
I know what it is.
Elm Street,
so yeah.
The chorus is just dream, dream, dream.
Oh, yeah, dream. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I like you did one once that was like, I want my ass piped.
Yeah.
And it was great and I loved it. But then I was like, fuck, I don't know what song that is. It sounds familiar. And then I was listening to some shit on Amazon Music and Hashpipe came on. I was like, oh my God, that's the fucking, that's the fucking one. Fucking idiot.
The fucking Weezer.
Yeah. I got this one.
Okay.
It's like,
what's it to you, Gaylord?
It means a lot to me.
Okay.
It's like, I got a new sight. I could hardly recognize it from a clam. How could I picture something so brand new? I asked my brother, and he gave me a sneak peek. Ooh, is a muff? I saw vagina, and my head was full of lies. I saw vagina. It's so confusing seeing your first pussy. I saw vagina, and my head was full of lies. I saw vagina. You can't even make it up. Give you a good sight inside a thong. But how was I so wrong? It's a song about the first time you ever see a vagina.
Vagina?
Yeah. You know, because you picture it so differently.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Do you remember what you pictured?
I always remember, well.
I pictured less hair.
I pictured that it was closer to the belly button.
Okay.
I thought it was like on the front.
I thought it was going to be rounder, like the hole was going to be more pronounced.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, like a fucking like putting green hole.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I thought it was like belly button vagina and it just kind of looks like a lowercase I. And I was way off.
Oh my God. Yeah. Not in cursive.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a totally different picture. I thought it was just like just a hole, which makes no sense biologically to, you know, cover itself up from danger.
Oh, like you just thought it was just like a.
I just
like
thought it was a hole,
like a wound.
Yeah, well, because I was just like, oh, my dick. Well, I like pegboarded it. Like when you're a kid and you got to put the round peg in the one hole
it with a board,
and and then you got to put the triangle one in the one and the square one
I got
in the
what
other.
You're saying. Okay,
and I was like, oh,
okay, so it's all
I was like, the cylinder goes in the round hole.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, it's just like a round hole for my cylindrical.
Yeah.
Cack.
For my cylinder cack.
Yeah, cack. Cack in your ass.
What do you got under those? What do you got under that hood, big boy? I got about a 5-cylinder. I was trying to make a car joke, but I realized I know nothing about cars.
Yeah, I don't know anything either.
Isn't there a thing like engine cylinders?
5-cylinder horsepower. There's horsepower.
Got a big horse cock power for you.
I got 5 Mr. Hands power.
He needs some milk.
No more milk for him.
Mr. Hands is throwing milk. Guys, it's not working.
Oh my God. I got one more long boy and that's it. Okay. So you do however many you want.
Mine, the the rest of mine aren't very good.
Okay.
Is your last one good?
We're like five away from an hour, too, so you don't have to push it. Mine's longer.
But it's funny?
I think so. Okay. I don't know.
I'll just run through mine because they suck. Okay. They're not great. I feel like you may have done a version of this.
That's fine.
But it's pee on me when your stream is strong, and I'll be your friend, the friend you pee on.
Oh, okay.
We all need somebody to pee on me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then
make sure it's strong. Right from your dong.
Tea.
Yeah. From your TT.
What is that? What the fuck does he say on Vice Principals? TT?
TT, yeah.
Yeah, TT, yeah.
Oh, I saw your TT bird. You make TT in your pants.
Let's see, what else? Okay, yeah, this is dumb. It's, I don't usually do this unless I'm drunk or I'm high, but I want both pies now.
Ooh, okay. Both?
Both
were my pie.
That's dumb.
Both.
And then, despite all my rage, I'm still jerking off to Nick Cage.
Ooh, okay.
And a last one.
I don't want my ass pie.
Yeah, I want my ass. You should do this right after you get fucked. You're like, the wet dream police are doing their dance. The wet dream police made me come in my pants. Yeah. Those fuckers.
Do you remember the episode of The Simpsons where Apu is washing his car singing that? He's going, the dream police, they come inside of my head. Like that. That's all I could picture while you're doing that.
Yeah.
The wet dream police. Yeah. Oh, boy.
That's funny.
All right, I got one more here for you.
Okay.
It's, I gotta, this is like the worst, because I'm picking songs now that I like kind of know, but don't know well enough. Mm-hmm. Like, I guarantee I fucked up Rainbow Connection at some point. Same with, I feel like I rushed through
Who's
a lot of
Rainbow
them.
Connection?
That's the Kermit the Frog one.
Oh, yeah.
Why are
I knew it was Kermit,
so
but
many?
I was like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
This thing's oh, not, fuck. Not
Hold on.
Cool.
What is it? Oh, here it is. Okay, I got it in my head now. Okay, so it goes, I bought a Russian man, he's my wife. He was dumb, he came a ton, and he was boner fied. He shoved it right in my brown eye. Well, I've never seen a man with such a gourd. It just seems to grow, seems to tear right at my back door. And I can't take it anymore. He's stuffing it so deep inside. The mutilation makes me cry, and that's what's going on. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of space. This is not ideal. I'm holding so inflamed, crying naked, I'm so sore. Intrusion rearranged, it is so unreal. I need a break from your TT, I cannot take much more. You're a little late. I'm already torn.
Mm-hmm.
Just rip my ass right off. Yeah. And that's that.
I like it.
So
it's good shit, dude.
Yeah, I know the name of the song is Torn.
Yeah.
But I can't remember if that's what it's about.
Anus Joplin. Yeah.
Alanis Morissette.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Alanis. There we go. That's way better. Hole. That's it. That one's right there.
A hole?
Yeah, we missed it.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to think of dumb...
I don't know.
Girl bands.
Paramore.
They can kiss my fat vagina.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, my God. I'm a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Sit on Sutter's face!
Nope. Okay, you guys. Well, that's it. Those are some of how those songs go. So, yeah. If you can think of any of them, why don't you holler at your boy?
Yeah.
Holler at your boy.
Write us a letter.
Yeah. Piss party for one.
Yeah.
Boy.
Piss party for one. Boy. Yeah. All right. We're going to take another quick commercial break with 30 seconds of Casey's favorite commercials.
Peep, 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 peep. Pizza Head.
I've got like 13 of these.
I'm going to kill myself.
Now it's time for the Pizza Head show.
Hey, everybody. It's party time, and we just ordered a Pizza Hut pizza. And here it is.
No, it's Party Guy Steve.
Well, I didn't invite him.
Sure you did. And he says this party needs some real music.
Uh-oh, Mr. Neighbor, look out this.
Hey, look, we have more company.
Come in.
It's Officer Steve, and he says you're disturbing the peace.
Hey, wait, wait, wait.
See you next time. Thanks, Pizza Head.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Pizza Head. Whoops. Who did that? Was it me?
You're just making those.
Just give me $10 and I won't say nothing.
What?
You're making those. That's what's going on.
Yeah.
Staying up late. Yeah. You're making them. Oh, they're just everywhere. I just don't know how.
I don't know how they keep coming.
There's so many of them.
I just keep making more.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, you guys. Well, we got some mysteries to solve here real quick for you guys before we finish up.
Oh, and, did we rename this to Sniff Busters?
Oh.
We thought about it,
I
right?
I think we thought about renaming it. It's not bad. Either way, who farted? What Sniff Busters.
What about one where we drink pee?
Ooh.
And we call it Unsolved Pisteries.
Ooh, I like
Pisteries.
Whose pee is this?
Yeah. Charles Barkley.
Like you're drinking wine?
Yeah.
That's oaky. Ooh. Yeah, wow.
Yeah. You're right.
We got.
I'm hilarious.
We got a couple of brown eye mysteries for you guys here. We're the private brown eyes solving these cases.
Yeah.
Case holes.
Ooh, okay.
I don't know. That's bad.
Sorry.
But we're going to play a fart noise for you guys, and then we're going to guess who did it. We're going to tell you who did it, not guess.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, we know. So I still haven't made a list of which ones we've actually played or taken them off, which would be smarter to do.
It's okay.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
There's 57 of them, though.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. So I'll start her off here.
Okay.
I don't think we've done that one.
No.
Hmm.
It sounds like they're in a tub.
Mm-hmm. It really
does. It doesn't sound like there's a lot of water in the tub.
If any.
Yeah.
Or it's like on the way out of the...
It's not Tub Girl, is it?
No. No, I fucking hope not.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Who is it? Oh, my gosh. I have it in my head, too. I just can't think of his fucking name.
Harriet Tubman?
No. Harriet Tub Girl?
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. Who's the guy you're thinking of?
Oh, my God. I can't think of it. Hold on.
What's he look like?
He's a big fat boy. I don't know if a fat guy would make this, though. There'd be a lot more rumbling going on. Sounds like Pauly Shore a little bit.
Oh, I could see that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Weasel.
The Weasel.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, I could definitely see that.
Pauly Shore getting out of the bathtub while his mom bathed him until he was 28.
Yeah. I was in Encino Man. Was he? I don't know.
I think so. I think he was, yeah. Sure. So it was Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
Who was this? Come on. It's somebody else.
It's not Pauly?
I don't know if it's Pauly.
Give me one more. Elijah Wood.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding
Maybe?
Me?
You think? That's a Sin City right there.
You know what? That's a sound that came from the South, but definitely from a guy who was in the movie North. That's for sure.
He was in a movie called North?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
He was like a kid who ran away from home or was trying to find like new parents.
Okay.
I think this was in one of the scenes.
Interesting.
Where the new parents were washing him in the tub. And when they went to pull him out, they grabbed him a little too quick, squeezed him a little too hard. Mm. He's like, they call me North, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's all right.
God damn it. I have who it is in my fucking head, too, and I can't...
It's a cut scene from Wilford.
Oh, you know who I was going to say? Winston Churchill.
Mm, okay.
I don't even know why. I don't have a good explanation for it.
Yeah.
It seems like a thing he would do. I'm saying Winston Churchill, he's not taking a bath.
Yeah.
But someone else is.
Yeah. And he just walks in.
He just walks
in. Sick of this fucking war, guys.
Yeah.
Let's get a treaty going.
Yeah. I got a little treaty for you.
Yeah.
A little treaty bird.
Write it up so I can wipe my ass. Seriously, hurry up.
Yeah. That's why everyone was like, don't take a bath around Winston.
Yeah.
Because just make it happen.
I like it.
I don't know, though. It does sound like it came from a son-in-law.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I'm stuck. I'm torn.
Or in the Army. Isn't that another movie?
In the Army now.
Yeah.
He found out he was in the Army. You know the picture on the cover where he's like, he's like so shocked and then...
I'm in the Army. Yeah.
What? And that's not a tub. He's just in like one of those big gymnasiums.
Oh, okay.
Doing an obstacle course. He's crawling through the mud or something.
remember one of my friends in elementary school, we got our town built new elementary schools instead of a new high school for some reason. It was really stupid. But and the gym floor in our elementary school was like this weird like rubber thing. Like you could like bounce, like you could jump really high because it was kind of bouncy.
Flubber boy.
Yeah. And one of my friends, like we're sitting in gym class. He's like, dude, I bet you if I fart on this, it's gonna like make such a wicked fart sound. And he does it. And, like he gets like, it, like
it like shoots him off the air.
It's the bread. No, it's a breadstick guy.
Oh,
but, yeah.
My God.
But no, like
this boy in his bottom. Yeah.
But so he could like suck in farts.
Mm-hmm.
And like so he was like letting a long one out.
He's sucking breadsticks too.
And so he's like he gets like a couple like toots in and then he's just like, oh, it hurts. And he's just like, ah, just like still farting. It was,
oh no, it was, that's why they put it in.
Yeah,
it was an anti-fart floor.
He's like, it ricocheted so much.
It just shot right back into his ass. Just
like he sat on firecrackers.
The decibels are too loud. They're fucking, the bass is shaking my nuts.
It was pretty great.
Oh my God.
It was like Jack Black and Tropic Thunder when he's like, ah, my ass.
Oh, okay.
All right, you want another one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
Holy shit. I'm coming up blank. Sounds like someone had a protest.
A protest? I think it was Ellen DeGeneres. Dude, who's not dancing?
It's like, just keep swimming.
Porsche.
Pull my finger.
Pull my finger.
Okay, now here's the real question. Was that a queef or a fart?
Oh, it was a huge fart, man.
Did she mix a little queef in? Because it sounds like
she
a double taker.
Yeah. The beginning, the end.
And then they come together at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like an orchestra right there. She's a talented woman.
Yeah.
What else was Ellen, she even in? She was in movies before she even
she had her
the
own show
right?
too. Yeah, I don't know.
She still does.
No, like she had her own like sitcom.
Oh, okay.
Mitch Hurwitz wrote on it. Yeah, I don't know.
Ellen DeGeneres. Yeah. That's a generous fart.
Yeah.
Ellen DeGeneres fart. Yeah. Yelling DeGeneres farts.
Ooh, there we go. Yeah, that's a big one.
Okay. All right, what do you think? You think we're good with those two, or you want to do another one?
I think we figured it out.
Okay.
We,
all right.
Finger in it.
Yeah.
Finger in it and finger on it. All right.
Well, it's that time of the episode, you guys.
Yeah.
You know it, and we blow it, and I definitely blew it. I didn't write anything down.
I wrote three things down, technically.
Uh-huh. Technically.
One of them was poonshine. The other one was, man, I feel like some pudding, or just the guitar riff, and then, yeah.
I don't know how I would do that, but I want to. I wish I could. Well, the thing is it's not, that's actually what he sings.
Yeah.
So it's not funny unless it's like said.
Just like a picture of him, just like, yeah. I don't know.
I like poonshine. I could definitely do something with that. What was the second one?
Man, I feel like some pudding.
I feel like some pudding is good too. I think I'm gonna go for poonshine.
Or what was the other one?
From what?
I got a kid in my dick's hard.
Yeah. Okay, we'll keep it open where it'll be either poonshine or I got a kid and my dick's hard.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why I didn't write anything. I didn't fucking grab a pen.
Oh no.
No, I'm not in the pen 15 club. I'm in the pen 0 club. It's like my favorite wine is Pinot.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Penis.
Like hey man, I thought you were gonna find it.
That's I okay. didn't. I wasn't gonna, and I didn't.
It happens. Well, we did it.
I found a piece of it.
We did it.
All right, you guys. So that I apologize for everything, but that was another episode here, and I kind of forgot how we end usually. But
My name is Jacob Allen Kuban. You can find me online at Jacob Allen Kuban. That's A-L-A-N. Don't double it up, because it'll be trouble.
Yeah.
Double in trouble. Yeah, go to moistjunk.com. Check out some of the new products. I just got shut off from making the bad bitch Olivia Benson shirt. So
wow, guys,
if you didn't get your hands on that, you're plumb out of luck. Mm-hmm. So yeah, go check it out. I haven't put any of the new episode covers on there for pillows, but that's because no one's buying them. So if you want an episode cover on a pillow or a tote, let me know. I'll make it happen. Also go to howsadness.com. Check out all the stuff we put on there. It's all just episodes.
That's
and
great.
And the episode titles. Follow us on Instagram at or fucking Facebook or Twitter, and check out the five now. I have five episode previews. Yeah. I've got the horse girl cork board.
Mm.
I've got the what was the second one?
Ransom one.
Yeah, I got the ransom notes. I
power
got the
tools.
The house sadness birdhouse, and then I got a new one. The newest one is a bathroom stall wall with a glory hole in it.
Yeah,
I'm forgetting one.
I don't
one
know.
More.
The,
it was like
the magazine
like the
one?
Second one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fuck, I don't know, you guys.
Yeah, they're
check
all
them out
there.
Though. They're all fun.
Yeah.
The beer one. All my favorite snacks, my favorite appetizers, and Coney dogs. Check mm-hmm. those out, and you know.
Oh, this is like gay. It's so gay.
Yeah. What? what should they do for you?
KC_Stoddard, all lowercase. Leave me alone. Respect my privacy.
If you guys would please listen to this, I know he says it every single podcast.
Just getting harassed.
He's getting blown up like crazy. I don't know how you guys got his number. Oh, speaking of numbers.
Oh,
if you want
the old rant line,
yeah. Instead of hitting him up, why don't you go hit the rant line up?
Why don't you cry about it?
Yeah,
Chud.
Why don't you cry about it? God damn it! Oh, here it is. Oh fuck me.
Oh no.
Yeah, go. God damn this fucking.
It's okay.
Go. Give a ring. You can only record for 3 minutes at a time. But if you got a quick rant or you want to say something that you want played on here or something like that,
yeah.
Give us a ring at 1760. You fucking cocksucker. Okay, I got it. Give us
is
a call.
Is that the number?
Yeah. You fucking cocksucker. It's a long one. There's new numbers out now. Give us a ring at 1760-848-7857. And if you're not good with numbers, then just remember 1760 tit pulp.
Titty tit pulp.
Tit pulp.
Tit
so,
pulp.
Give that a memory jog and take a jog down memory. Gay, I'm gay.
Yeah.
Holding nothing back now. shook it down now. I shook it down, I shook it down now. I shook it down, I shook it down now. I shook it down, I shook it down now. I shook it down, I shook it down now.